o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Begins now, and it begins with the conversation that our teammates Homer and Tony, 2-4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, had earlier this week with Adam Schefter discussing Aaron Rodgers. They talked a lot about the old quarterback, and some of it was interesting, including this about Aaron Rodgers' rings from the Packers and from being a minority owner of the Bucks. Here it is.
Giannis is going to have a big game in Game 3. Hey, maybe Aaron Rodgers will get a ring this way again. So the Bucks have more rings than the Bucks.
The only one he'll get.
Packers, right? Did he get a ring last year when they won? I would imagine he did.
Of course he did, yes. Right. He's a minority
owner. So if they win, Aaron Rodgers will have more
rings
than
the Bucks.
More rings than the Bucks in the Packers.
Yes, that is accurate.
Brutal.
We'll close on that.
Was it, first of all, courtesy laughter or authentic laughter from Homer and Tony?
I think authentic. I think so both thought, well, that's an interesting point that Schefter brought up that maybe they didn't think of. So, yeah, I think that piqued their interest.
Yeah, I would agree. So, while Adam Schefter has sometimes, more often than not, he's right, but he's had a few misses from time to time, and when you're in a high-profile role like that, people take
note
of it.
Would you say when he put that report out that Packer fans hated so much last year, was he right?
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't you?
I'm going to ask the question. I wanted to ask the question there. Okay. I think there was... I think... No, don't chicken me. Don't chicken me, little. That ain't happening on this show.
Don't chicken me, bro.
I think most of it was right, but I think he maybe over-exaggerated the fact that Aaron Rodgers was never going to play for the Green Bay Packers again. I think he probably looked way... He made assessments and judgments on stuff that maybe he shouldn't have. But the idea of reporting that he was unhappy and everything, 100% right. But the idea that he wasn't going to play for Green Bay anymore, none of us fully believe that.
But did he report that he would never play for them again, or that Aaron said he would never play for them again?
I don't. This is the game you all play.
I'm not.
And it's
playing
it's a game that I think is blech.
Games people
but
play. Nevertheless, Aaron Rodgers, more rings as a minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, or more rings as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers?
That's a great question, Jason.
Packers. Quarterback of the Packers.
So if you're saying that, even if the Bucks are going to win a second title while he's got his ownership stake, that Aaron Rodgers is going to win at least one more and maybe two more Super Bowls before he's done so?
I will leave all of that up to interpretation. I'm telling you, he'll have more rings as the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers than he will as the owner. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying whilst he's playing, because once he's done playing, he ain't getting a ring with the Green Bay Packers. He'd be getting it with the Bucks. Whilst he's playing, yes.
So, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy got after you a little bit today.
Okay.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. I think that and I don't want to speak for them, but they felt like maybe what they said about the Packers not necessarily being Super Bowl contenders might have been misconstrued, because you are of the belief they are Super Bowl contenders, as am I. They may have to go about it differently than they have before. I would not call them Super Bowl favorites, in my opinion, but they are definitely contenders.
Yeah, Vegas will tell you who the favorites are.
Okay, so... when you say that you think that Aaron Rodgers will have more rings as a Green Bay Packers quarterback than as a Milwaukee Bucks minority owner during his Packers playing career, they're tied at 1-1 right now,
yep.
Right? And I'm still the nervous Nelly. Chris Middleton is going to be missed in this series, and I'm not that confident that the Bucks are going to come out of this series and reach the Eastern Conference Finals. I hope they do. It's great for us. It's great for Bucks fans. It's great for people that I care about that care deeply about the Bucks. But I'm not sure that's going to occur. That means that you believe that the Packers will win another Super Bowl while Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think he will be the Green Bay Packers quarterback? Because I don't believe they're going to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't. I think they might
win
it next year.
I don't know if they're going to either.
How long?
I believe.
I mean, he's going to need a few cracks at it, is what I'm saying. Don't you think? More than just one or two.
That I don't know. I mean, I think he has a great chance to win it this year. I thought he had a great chance to win it last year, and he did. Now, is he going to get over the hump? I don't know. You're asking my opinion. I think he will win another Super Bowl championship as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. I don't think the Bucks are going to win a championship this year. That obviously feeds into my deal. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they will. I think too many things are going against them. Hopefully I'm wrong. But I think as far as the Green Bay Packers go, I think Aaron Rodgers from a motivation level and now the fact that he is, I guess, bought in and, you know, on board with what the organization is doing, that is going to help kind of keep the flow going. I think he finds a way to get one in Green Bay yet, and we'll see if that ends up being equal to what the Bucks do or if the Bucks run and go get four or five. My opinion is that that Aaron Rodgers will win another one with the Green Bay Packers.
Jesse, what about you?
I think he gets more with the Bucks.
I do too.
Only because I think the Bucks with Giannis and for the next couple of years in the Eastern Conference are still in a better situation. Only because the Packers have been the number one seed in the driver's seat in the NFC and have had home playoff games in which they haven't been able to get it done. And so maybe it's because of the freshness of the Bucks NBA championship a year ago and the Packers collapsing at home each of the last 2 years against good opponents, but still with a home field advantage. What more can the Packers do? The team doesn't look on paper to be better than it was each of those 2 years. So who's to say that Aaron Rodgers, how can you be more confident in Aaron Rodgers winning a Super Bowl again than the Bucks being as close as they are right now and probably will be for the next couple of years to winning the NBA Finals? It just seems like there's no, it's purely a I will believe it when I see it situation for the Packers. Because I've believed it the last 3 years, especially the last two, yep, and they haven't been able to get it done.
Yeah. You have every right to that opinion, and I would venture if you polled it, you guys would smoke me. Doesn't mean you're right.
Are you a little irascible today? Did you do...
What does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah,
irascible?
Well, yeah.
I don't know what irascible means.
Easily
irascible?
Are you agitated? Are you annoyed? Are we annoyed
today?
Not at all. Are you sure? Are you grumpy? You got home safely last night? It wasn't too late?
Yep.
You're in a good spot?
No, I feel good.
Okay.
Yep.
I am fully willing to believe that the Packers can still win the Super Bowl. I'm not the doomsday or Chicken Little. We had a lot of chicken today. But I don't feel confident in it right now, and I didn't get the sense that you felt that confident either, and your answer surprises me a little bit. Because with where they're at wide receiver and where they're at on offense and the expectation that I have that their defense is not as good as we made them out to be last year, that's where my doubt comes from. My doubt for the Bucks comes from Chris Middleton's availability.
Yeah, I just don't think I feel like people aren't giving the defense as much credit as they deserve.
Well, and I know they're giving them too much credit.
I can only go off of what they've done the last time they went out. They were dominant.
Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo sucks. We all talked about that all week.
They were dominant without a fully healthy defensive player of the year candidate. They now have two young studs that they're going to add into the mix. Okay? Kenny Clark is going to be... You just start factoring everything in. And if you don't think this defense, if you think the defense isn't better, your line of thinking is great. That's fine. I don't feel that way. I feel much better. I think there's going to be potential that this group is going to be locked down from a corner standpoint because I think Eric Stokes is a really good football player. Okay. I think Jaire Alexander is the best at his position. If he's not the best, he's right there. Okay? I think Devondre Campbell is a very good middle linebacker, and you add, old boy, with all this athleticism and let him run, I think that's going to be better. And I think you're going to have more depth and more jiggle up front than you've had.
Jingle.
So when you start adding all those things up, I think defensively they're going to be markedly better than what were they, 21st last year, whatever it was. They're going to be markedly better. I think with the resources and the fact that they've put different things into their special teams, they can't possibly be that bad. Again, they can't. Mathematics and just average to the mean will tell you they're going to be better. And I trust Aaron Rodgers to and Matt LaFleur with this offense. They don't need to be top five. If their defense and special teams are going to be better, they just need to be very, very good. And I believe Aaron Rodgers, I never think that Aaron Rodgers and their offense is going to stink. And if they do, I'm wrong. But I believe in Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback because he's proven to me over and over again. Now, playoffs are a different animal, but he's proven to me over and over again, you're going to be knocking at the door. Every year, you're going to win the division, and you're going to get home playoff games, and it's up to you to figure out if we can get that done in the playoffs. That's where I'm at, and that's why my confidence level is where it is.
So,
I don't, can I be any, is that irascible or whatever you're saying? Crassible? It seems like that was succinct and pretty to the point.
Yeah, no, it was great.
What is Chewy? What? So tell me, what was Chewy getting
after
me about?
Okay, so I this is why I asked, because I feel like this is my fault. I joined them this morning, as I do each Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And okay. There was apparently some sort of, I don't want to say, beef is too strong. But apparently they said something. I didn't hear it when they said it, but they said that they don't think the Packers are Super Bowl contenders.
Correct.
And
yeah,
you think
I heard
they
that
are.
On my drive
and you guys
down
went back and
forth.
Okay. So that's all. I'm just.
That's
just,
not a beef.
Well,
just for the record.
If you go back on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Grubeloff's is one call. That's all you can listen. I was on at about 7:15 this morning, and the discussion was about whether or not they are Super Bowl contenders. The term contender, to me, is a bit murky. I don't have any doubt that they're a contender. But are they a favorite? Because I don't know how you can argue that they're not a contender. Because last year...
Correct.
I know that's what you said. I'm siding with you, which you can't apparently discern at the moment, so I'm sorry for not being more succinct and clear. They are a contender. I don't doubt that.
Okay.
They are not a favorite in my mind. They will have to prove a lot to me for me to be convinced that they will be playing in the Super Bowl. I'm a doubter. But I think they are in the mix because they have the best quarterback in football. They have a good, not great, defense. And they got two running backs that are pretty darn good players. And we'll see how the rest shakes out. But I have serious doubts about how productive their passing game will be, at least during the first half of the season. Sometime after London, maybe they'll get it together. But this idea that you can lose Davante Adams and lose MVS and EQ... and not have Bobby Tonyan to start the season, potentially, and not have Elgton Jenkins to start the season, potentially, and be this star-spangled, awesome offense, I don't see it.
Nobody said they're going to be star-spangled awesome on offense. You don't need to be. And you're the same guy that didn't think they could beat Kansas City without Devontae. And Devontae, every time Devontae was out, you can't win. Well, you know what? They won 7 games without him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't lose any. When he wasn't there, they didn't lose. So Devontae's awesome. Great player. But the facts are the facts. And for y'all to just sit here and doomsday everything because Devontae's gone by his own choosing, I think you're being incredibly short-sighted.
So, just for the record, the Green Bay Packers finished last season ranked 9th in the NFL in yards allowed, and tied for 13th in points allowed.
That's pretty good.
The Green Bay Packers 2020 defense with Mike Pettine running it finished the season 9th in yards allowed and tied for 13th.
Tell me about turnovers, though. How many turnovers? What's the turnover difference? Since we're going to pull stats randomly. What's the turnover difference?
How is that a random statistic?
No, I'm asking.
How is that random?
Because you picked stats that fit your narrative. Now I'm going to pick the stats that fit mine. What's the turnover difference?
You got a computer. Look them up.
Okay, great. See, this is... And fine, I will.
They finished tied for last in playoff wins, am I right?
The Green Bay Packers finished last season... Third in the NFL in giveaway, takeaway, differential at plus 13.
Mm-hmm.
In the takeaway department, they finished 8th last season.
Okay.
In 2020, with Mike Pettine, they finished 7th in the NFL in giveaway, takeaway, differential at plus 7 on takeaways. They had... Only 18 takeaways. They had 8 fewer takeaways 2 years ago. And with Mike Pettine's defense. Here's a random statistic.
Interesting fact.
Where did the Green Bay Packers reach in the postseason with Mike Pettine as the defensive coordinator versus where they reached with Joe Barry as the defensive coordinator?
They both ended up short.
We need to cut this segment short. It's already gone too long. We need to get ready to talk to our buddy Mark Osiki, the Wisconsin Men's Hockey Associate Head Coach, about casting for kids. We'll have to play a little Where's Wildy probably a little bit later. More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.